the Wham Bam Eastbound Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey guys, I'm moving up in this world because I used to sit on a stepping stool when I was doing this show, and now I got myself a chair. Yeah, check it out. Yep, it's pretty nice. And also, Robin, the CJSF program coordinator, she mentioned to me that the Wham Bam East Van Show will be re-airing Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. So you're going to get hit double Wham Bam East Van every week. So that Thursdays at 7 and Tuesdays at 3 p.m. All right, now let's start the show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC. All right, we have an amazing guest as usual. We're going to start the show off with Steve and Connie, and they do an AC/DC tribute band. They're called Bonnie Scott. And we're going to follow that with Kira. She's a CJSF volunteer. And then Joey Chaos from Joy Chaos and the Ghosts. And lastly, we're going to end with Danny Echo. Okay, so let's start the show off with Steve and Connie. We head out to our favorite pub in Surrey, the White Hart Pub. And they did a show there, so we were able to chat with them. This was pre-recorded, of course, a few months ago, so we're able to air it now. Here we go. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Please introduce yourselves.
This is
Bonnie Scott.
Absolutely. It's Connie. Steve Machine. Absolutely.
Yes. And we're an AC/DC tribute.
And we're here at the White Hart Pub. And you played here on August 1st with the screen. And today, no screen. How did it feel?
It was a lot better.
It was awesome.
A lot more interactive.
Mm-hmm. The energy was awesome. Yeah. Being a sold-out show, it was awesome. We get to do what we do, which is interactive with the crowd.
Yes. And tell me about, why don't you pick your favorite AC/DC song?
My favorite AC/DC song is TNT. Because it's dynamite.
It's dynamite.
Dynamite!
Dynamite!
Hell! Dynamite! What show was that?
Dynamite!
There we go.
Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. We've been pushing that song. Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. It's one of those songs that I've been watching on
YouTube
show, and it's been amazing the way they did it. And I was like, we gotta cover this song because it's so much energy in it. That's one of my favorites.
And let's talk about your YouTube channel.
Oh yes. My God,
it's massive!
Isn't it?
It's
awesome.
So massive, I can hardly keep track.
We'll be right back.
I'm just doing what I'm doing, right? During COVID, we were doing things and we were sort of on pause. So what better way to just to encourage other musicians to do stuff? So we created a show, keeping the shred alive and just pushing it, right? So now that the Bonnie Scott's back playing shows again, it gives us an opportunity to encourage other bands to play more, to get some more shows, and to show that rock is not dead because of COVID, which is the biggest thing. Like, we thought we were done, honestly.
Absolutely. You know, we thought that was it.
That's it. You know? Shows are done.
Yeah.
And you're back.
And we're back.
And you're back. That's right.
If you want
back
blood,
in black.
You got it. Totally.
And what gear did you use today? Which guitar did you use today?
Oh, God, what didn't I use? I've got a John 5 custom Fender Telecaster. I've got a BB King that I use, and I got a Schecter glass top. So, I mean, I've been endorsed by Prestige Guitars and a bunch of companies over the years. But, I mean, right now it's just getting out there and getting to playing. I think I destroyed one of them tonight with a bunch of beer. But you know what? Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, baby.
If we can encourage even one person to come to our next show, that's we've done the battle. We've done it.
Yes. And do you have any other shows planned?
Well, we have September 25th, which is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
So I'm going to sing happy birthday to myself.
So she's got her birthday bash on September 25th.
Mm-hmm. And get your tickets now.
We've got New Year's coming up, which is a secret thing. We'll let everybody know as when it comes. And then yes, we've got January. So we got a bunch of shows booked. So, but that's the main one is Connie's birthday bash.
Oh, perfect.
Which is right here.
Right back here at the White Hart in Surrey, folks. Okay, and you can just get your tickets. It's better to get them
online.
Ahead of time.
Online, absolutely.
Easy online. Click of a button.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Love the name.
Wham Bam
East Van!
Yeah! Woo!
Thank you so much for having us.
Here's one you can do too. Bonnie Scott, ladies and gentlemen. All right, next we have Kira, CJSF volunteer.
Hi, Kira, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Hi, it's so great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, this is so awesome. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, I'm Kira. In relation to the radio station, I guess, CJSF, I am a volunteer. I've worked there a few times as well. So like in 2019, as well as the past summer, I've been like the outreach and public relations assistant, and yeah, I used to have a show, if anyone is like a hardcore CJSF fan and remembers, a short-lived show called Post Hype Radio. That was a project I did with my pal Joey. And outside of CJSF, I'm a student, an artist, yeah.
That's amazing. Kinda... Okay, and you were helping out this summer. What were you doing?
So I was doing a role through CJSF that was like a summer jobs position. Mm-hmm. So I worked in community outreach and promotions. That was my title, community outreach and promotions. So I worked alongside like Chris, who's the PR coordinator at CJSF, as well as Robin, the programming director, and a few other folks at the station, just to kind of promote the station and what's going on, and kind of help them with social media and stuff like that over the summer. And I got to go on air a few times, which was really nice.
No, it's great. I love hearing your voice. Oh. Yeah. And then when I was walking around SFU, I saw one of these.
My pet.
Yeah. So tell me about this, the e-zine, this little pamphlet that I saw hanging on the wall saying, yeah, take one, take one. I'm like, yes, I will.
Yeah. So this was actually something I did as a part of my summer job with CJSF. Mm-hmm. We were trying to come up with creative ways of promoting the radio station because, I mean, with pandemic and with so many new students coming to campus for the first time, a lot of people don't know that the station is here.
That's
so
right.
Just trying to find creative new ways that aren't just another poster. So I proposed the idea of making a zine.
Yes.
Which I have
maybe
never...
show a little bit inside.
Yeah,
and then all
actually...
the artwork, who did that?
It was all me.
Yes. Look at that. Yes.
I've never actually made a zine before, so this mm-hmm. is the first time I did it, and it was one of the hardest art projects I have ever done. So,
oh, wow.
Shout out to anyone who makes zines on a regular basis, because oh my god, it took me hours and hours, but I'm very proud of it, and I'm really glad that other people are picking them up. I noticed that all the ones that I had put in the hallway are gone.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, it's been a fun little project, and it essentially was just creating a story, a narrative that's mostly based on my own experience of like all the amazing things that radio can bring into your life and the roles that it can take, and how much of a godsend, I guess, the radio has been to me as a student of SFU. So
excellent. And yeah, we're here at the new sub building. What do you think?
I think it's beautiful. I'm a little too involved in student politics and stuff to be super happy about it, because I know there's all these like things about who got space and who didn't. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a beautiful building and I think it's a great resource. So,
exactly. Yeah, yeah, I think it's great too. So we'll show them the inside next time.
Yes.
And yes, I wanted to ask one more question. Oh yes, how do you know Joey Chaos?
Oh, so I know Joey from the very short period of time that I was volunteering at Adbusters magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Joey used to work there and I used to volunteer, and we just got to know each other through that, and yeah, became friends. And then I started working at CJSF, and then we were like, oh, we both like radio, I guess we should do a show together. And that's how that came together. But yeah, you interviewed Joey, I heard.
That's right. Yeah, so that's yes, cool. We'll be doing his interview right after yours.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
Perfect. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you interested in radio? Community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.
And that was Reckless by Vancouver band Leathers. And Joey from Oh No Radio interviewed the singer from Leathers, Shannon Hemmett. And you can check out his interview with Shannon on the CJSF website. All right, but for right now, we're going to hear Joey's interview. We met up with him at Dune Chilling Park here in East Vancouver.
All right, here we go. Welcome, Joey Chaos, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Joey Chaos of Joey Chaos and the Ghosts. I am a musician, a lens-based media artist, and also a broadcaster here at CJSF.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I do Oh No Radio, which is a continuation of a previous show I did with our summer outreach coordinator, Kira. Mm-hmm. They and I started the show last year. They unfortunately, school got in the way, as it does for all of us, and I decided to keep on doing the show. And so it is mainly a musical show where I have a lot of musicians come in, and we just kind of talk about the process, what they're doing, and I really try to create a platform for underrepresented and marginalized voices on the show, as does most shows at CJSF.
That's right. And you went to SFU. You're a graduate, is that right?
Yeah, I just completed my MA at the School for the Contemporary Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And my focus was actually on pirate television and pirate radio with a focus on protest movements.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh my goodness. And was that the one in downtown or Surrey?
Yeah, that's at the downtown the School for the Contemporary Arts there. And that was a lot of fun because I actually had a pirate radio station and we got shut down by the CRTC.
No way!
So I've had a long history doing radio, and before that, I actually was at CHLY in Nanaimo for 4.5 years, doing like an industrial and goth show there.
Okay, but how do you get shut down? Like, how do they pull
you? Oh, because
you?
We were, so when I was doing my pirate radio station, I had, it's illegal to broadcast in Canada.
Yes.
Without proper licensing.
Okay.
And so I had an illegal transmitter. And I broadcast.
Oh!
And we broadcast for about 4 months before the CRTC shut us down.
Interesting.
Yeah, I got my cease and desist and I hung it up next to my undergrad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did they find you?
Well, we weren't shy, so they figured us out. I think it was either a CTV news story or the Times Colonist or something like that. But they technically have to triangulate on you.
Really?
So they would like have to set up, and Industry Canada had us all figured out.
Was that the Vancouver Island you were at?
In Victoria, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was Fernwood Autonomous Radio was the name of the station there.
Awesome. Now let's talk about your band.
Yeah, I'm in a band.
Yes. Tell us all the members, the name.
Yeah, so we are Joey Chaos and the Ghosts. I am the Joey in the band. And we are re-releasing our latest EP, Immolation, tomorrow through Circus Records. They're a boutique label out of Victoria there. I do need this. I was past my own cassette because I'll forget all the names. And so thank you, Circus Records, for...
Hold up to this so people can see.
We got a cassette.
And the picture, so they
I did the design.
Oh, nice.
These are all over the place. JoeyChaos.com is where you can find all this. And a big shout out to my bandmates, Andrew and Megan, who have been wonderful in getting... Here, I'm going to put this over here.
Yes.
I don't know if we're doing a podcast and a radio show or a vlog or whatever. All of the above.
All of the above.
Wicked. Anyways, Megan and Walker have been phenomenal. They're my bandmates for bringing all the chaos in my head into reality and making all my weird sounds into real songs. It's been phenomenal.
Okay, and then is it metal? Is that what it is? Or is it rock? What is
no,
it?
No, okay, so we're impossible to define because we draw from so many different genres. And so... I jokingly call us Death Wave because it's the closest thing
Death
I can think
Wave,
of because we have influences. We do have metal influences, but we also have like major new wave influences, synth pop, industrial, dark wave and post-punk, obviously, because there's
nice.
A thriving scene in the city for that. But also like EBM or pop music. Like, I mean, yeah, we listen to all sorts of stuff. We're not like... We're hard to define, which is not very good when we're trying to promote ourselves, but in essence, we're a rock band with a lot of synthesizers.
Why don't you pick one of the songs and tell us about it?
Okay, I think I'm going to pick... I think the track that defines us the best, unfortunately, is Stinky Dog.
Stinky Dog!
Stinky Dog.
And we're right here at the Dew Chilling Park with all these stinky dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a reference to the former POTUS and how he was terrible. And we live in these frightening post-Trump times and all that good stuff. And I think it's actually kind of more frightening because we really don't know what's going to happen next. But yeah, the gist of the song is as if narrated by his handlers. Yeah, I pop over to the island once in a while. That's where I'm from originally.
Mm-hmm.
I think the label wants us to come over and do a show there sometime, which would be really nice.
Yeah.
But we've been based in Vancouver for 10 years now, so it's a nice little scene they got here.
So if I had to go visit Victoria, what's the best pubs to go check out?
What is the best pubs to check out? Well, as I said, I'm a Vancouverite, so yes. It's changed, but I do like... Oh, I like Smith's.
Smith's, okay.
Yeah, there's Smith's is a very good pub. They got lots of British music there. I guess Morrissey got canceled, so I don't know if they kept the name or not. But anyway, Smith's is good. I don't know, I got kicked out of a lot of places. Logan's is closed now.
Right, I heard about Logan's. I remember seeing a post on that one.
Check my Instagram and I'll tell you which pub is the best pub.
Okay, sounds good.
Rollies. I think Rollies is a
Rollies.
Place. I'm going to pretend Rollies is a place. There's this new, like, hip bike pub that does weird shows with, like, electronic bands sometimes. Ooh. There's a really weird atmosphere. They should be doing, like, bluesgrass, but they have, like, bands like Timing X would be playing there, and they're like synth punk, so I like them. I ain't gonna pretend it's a place.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so all of these bands that you've interviewed, did any like stand out, or did you ever have did anyone make you nervous when you were interviewing them?
No one's really made me nervous. So when I've done this in the past, I tended to go for bands with a bigger draw. I don't know how to phrase that better. I'd interview a lot of touring bands. So I did an industrial goth show in Nanaimo, as I said.
Ooh.
So I would interview like V&V Nation or Frontline Assembly and stuff
what?
Like that. Yeah.
I
so
have
like
Frontline Assembly t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. And so like a lot of Metropolis Records bands, KMFDM, that sort of thing. And I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, everyone's just people, you know?
Okay.
And so I don't get too nervous about it. Also because, like, I don't know, they're working their asses off to hopefully make minimum wage and have their tours pay for themselves, because that's just the state of the music scene and kind of has been. I get more nervous, I think, when I interview bands in town that I admire, mm-hmm. mainly because I'll bump into them and I'll see them and I might, like, I don't know. It's a weird, like, it can be a little weird sometimes.
Right?
Not a bad way. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know. I'm kind of shy, so.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think we all get a little shy sometimes, even for myself, too. And, you know.
I had Jeff Kincaid of Devours on our show recently, though, and he's on for the CJSF Pride Week recap, which I'm really stoked on. And so that was a recent one I really liked, but I'm not really nervous of Jeff because he's the sweetest guy in the world.
That is so awesome that you're on board at CJSF, and it was so nice meeting you, Joey.
Yeah
Joey, welcome aboard. I've been volunteered for 10 years, and I hope you stick around.
Oh, I'm hard to get rid of, so thank you so much.
Thanks, Joey, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van.
Joey Chaos and the Ghosts, they have a show coming up Thursday, September 23rd at the Fox Cabaret. The address is 2321 Main Street. Doors open at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15. They're playing a show with Flava House and Left Spine Down. So let's play a Left Spine Down song. Here's Reset right here on CJSF.
German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Love Radio Goethe. Yes, I interviewed Art, the host of Radio Goethe, and I actually asked him to say, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
All right, now let's get back to the show. Next we have Danny Echo.
Welcome, Danny Echo, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show here at CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Danny Echo.
And how did you get that name?
So there's actually a guitar pedal made by Dan Electro called a Dan Echo pedal.
Okay.
And I had it for years, and after my last band broke up, the Ratcatchers, years and years ago, I was trying to find a name, and I'm like, I didn't want to use my real name. I was like, I gotta have a stage name. So hey, how about Dan Echo? A coworker of mine is like, yeah, it doesn't have a rhythm to it, doesn't have a bounce. It's not like a Stevie Ray Vaughan or, you know, any of those bands that have like a cool rhythm to their name. And I'm like, oh, okay, how about Danny Echo? He's like, yeah, I guess. So I've just been doing that. It's worked out really well. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now we're going to go back 10 years ago. You're going to tell me about your song. Tomorrow, today.
Pre-mustache.
Yes, I could have recognized you.
I know, as a baby.
Tell me about back in the day. How did you get started?
Well, that was actually like, we were on a tour in England with the Ratcatchers, and we all fell apart as it does, and came back to Canada, and we had this song. Mark Christopher and I, we had this song that we were going to record with the last band, and it was like, well, why don't we just make a new band and start off with this song? So it was the first song we ever recorded, and you know, played together as Danny Echo.
Yeah.
And funny enough, it's actually been recorded about 5 times. I think it's on every single, well, I think we have two albums. It's on every single album. It's on a couple EPs, and it's a single. It's, we've recorded it so many times, it's hilarious. But that version on YouTube is that's the single version we recorded at Mushroom Studios.
Yes.
When it was still Mushroom Studios with Jeff Dawson. And then we got it mixed just down the road over here.
Yeah.
At Warehouse with Mike Fraser, who has mixed like, I don't know, like 10 AC/DC albums. And he's an amazing guy. And we just sat there in this room, so humbling, just surrounded by all these bandanas and scarves and stuff that AC/DC signed, autographs and gives to Mike Fraser, just surrounded.
Wow.
The whole studio is full. Okay. Hey, it was really cool, yeah. Cool experience. And that was actually, the reason why we did that was we were on the first Peak Performance Project when the Peak radio station started out.
Yeah.
And they gave us money, so we spent it on recordings.
Oh, that's
awesome.
That was
really cool, yeah. Really neat.
Alright, so why don't you introduce the song?
It's Tomorrow Today by Danny Echo.
Let's not talk about tomorrow today. We're getting on, it's getting old. Let's not talk about tomorrow today, but you just won't let it go. Every day into the right.
you just won't let it go. Talk about tomorrow today, but you just won't let it go. Let's not talk about tomorrow today. We're getting on, it's getting old. Let's not talk about tomorrow today, but you just won't let.
Right. Now you do a lot of collaborations.
Yes. Just recently, I guess the last couple of years. We did a song called Atmosphere. I wrote it quite a while ago. We recorded it, and then I was making a video for it. And the guy doing the video, Tyro James. I was going to say something else. Yeah, Tyro James. He's a hip-hop artist, and I love his stuff. He has catchy songs with catchy choruses. He even has a song with a catchy chorus that says catchy chorus. Anyway, love his stuff, and I said, hey, you know, we're doing the video for Atmosphere, and I said, hey, do you want to do like a verse? Because it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. So I was like, sure. So we remixed it, spliced in his verse, which is awesome, did a really good job of it, and then we redid the video.
Perfect.
And it was kind of fun. There's bubbles and smoke and all sorts of stuff that I borrowed from my special effects career. It was a lot of fun doing that. And we've had him come out and do a couple shows with us. It's been really cool. Just actually, like, he just jumps up for that one verse and then jumps off. But it's so cool.
Everybody.
It's like nobody saw me. Face in their phone, mind like a zombie. Everyone's so stressed, I can't even have fun. Someone's trying to con me, pulling a fast one. Government cover-ups, people, they hear this. Always say yes, ancient alien theorists. Who shot JFK?
Say what?
You think we'll ever find out one day? Yeah, Biggie and Tupac, 20 years gone by. Cops say fuck it, we ain't catching the bad guy. Fake news everywhere that I read. Journalists doing anything for a lead. Invading your homes, invading your life. I'm thinking about a taser while I'm packing a knife. But I'm not giving in, not playing no games. I'm G-Y-R-O-W.
Can you
spawned a lot of other collaborations. I recently started a band with half of the punk band The Shit Talkers.
No way!
Yeah, so it's Brooke and Nadia, the drummer and guitarist, yeah. because they're sort of all over the place with their band. Yeah. They live all over BC, but I said, why don't we start a band? Because they don't play a lot. They're like, we need to play. I'm like, let's start this other band. All these songs that Danny Echo doesn't do and they don't do, we put into this band. And
right.
It's a lot of fun. It's yeah. really, really cool.
And I saw you at the rickshaw. You took some videos.
Yeah. Well,
backstage.
That, yeah. So that was, that would have been, was that for, that was for the Shit Talkers.
Yes.
Yeah. So they, so I was like, they wanted to do, this is how I got to do collaborations. It was through Liz Mantle
right.
from the Shit Talkers. She's so awesome. She's like, yeah, you want to do this? Hey, everybody do this. And she just does things. And so she's like, yeah, I want to get people to collaborate, like come up and do a song. I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't need to play guitar. I'll come up and I'll dress as an astronaut and I'll bring a fire extinguisher. And they have this song called Practice Making Babies. And they go, Practice Making Babies. Woo! When they say woo, I shut off the extinguisher. And this is awesome. It's hilarious.
Even
You should check that out. I think it's on YouTube, but it's a really fun show. There's Kitty plays guitar in it.
Yes, we love Kitty.
Yeah, and actually, there's another collaboration. Because of that show, I asked Kitty to do a solo on a song I'm working on right now. So they're recording it somewhere.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to hearing that. And so, yeah, that, and I think I'm just going to keep doing collaborations. It's such a great way to spread the love and to, just get involved and get the scene. You know, I mean, we've gotten hit pretty hard with COVID, so it's get the scene going, get people out to shows, hip-hop artists, crazy guitar solos. Hey, it doesn't matter. Just do shows with people and get people involved. It's just so much fun.
Oh, you are awesome, Danny. You are so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
So Danny Echo is playing a show at Lana Lou's. Lana Lou's is located at 362 Powell Street, September 17th, 9 p.m. $10 at the door. He's playing with The Walk-Ins and The Fab Forever. And let's get a little taste of the Fab Forever. Here's a Beatles tribute band. Send my love from me to you. I want to thank all of my guests for participating. I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Maddie. All right, we're going to end the show with Zen Junkie. They have a show this Saturday at 8 p.m. September 18th at the New West Front. They're playing with Majorland and the Fomites. All right, we'll see you all next week. Good night. Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Up. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Band.